You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back, Maggie Moon, author of The Mind Diet. How do you test your mental fitness?
So mental fitness fits into five what are called cognitive domains, and it's really about these five domains and testing them through a battery of tests. The Mind Diet research had, you know, I think 19 different tests to test these five different domains, so I'll just go through them briefly. Mm-hmm. Episodic memory. This is about remembering events, recalling them as if you're back there, remembering experiences, remembering the feeling of meeting your best friend or your life partner. And so this is tested by, in the Mind Diet research, it was tested by things like someone telling you a story, and then you need to recall that right away, and then also at a later time, seeing how much of that you recall the experience of that story. The second of the five domains is semantic memory, and this is general knowledge. This is, names and dates, facts. And so this was tested through providing a series of facts and getting the recall on that. The third out of the five cognitive domains is perceptual speed, and this is the brain's ability to compare and contrast different shapes, numbers, objects, that kind of thing. And so this was tested, one of the ways this was tested by, let's say, matching the color of a word with the name of a color. So, you know, maybe the color red shows up, but the word blue is written. And so being able to really identify clearly what that was and tracking the time that it takes and how many of those that people could go through, that's how that was tested. The fourth is working memory. And this is temporary memory for a mental task. So if I asked you to call a restaurant for reservations and I called out the name of the phone number, working memory is what keeps that phone number in your head just long enough for you to dial it. And so this is tested by giving information and asking for immediate recall. And then the last one is the fifth of the five cognitive domains is visual spatial memory. And this is, I think of this as physical memory. This is how to button a shirt, how to parallel park. And you can see how this would apply very much to activities of daily living. And one of the tests that they use for this is a line orientation test where lines will be put in a very organized manner, but one will be just a little askew, and to see if the brain can really process that. So there are a number of different ways that these five domains were tested.
Okay, so that's what you can expect if you're going in for a dementia or Alzheimer's test.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. What are the food groups in the Mind Diet?
So this is my favorite part of talking about the Mind Diet. It's plant-based. It's whole food-based. These are foods that, as a registered dietitian, I would be recommending to any of my patients age, 0 to 110. So it's based on 10 brain-healthy food groups, and I'll just name them kind of in order of how often you'd have them. And so olive oil, that would be your main fat. You would have that every single day. And I will say that there are some questions on authenticity sometimes around extra virgin olive oil. And so what I found in my research is there is a group called the California Olive Oil Council that tests, and they have a seal of authenticity so that you know that what you're getting is extra virgin olive oil. And that's important for the Mind Diet because a lot of the research is based on the strength of the polyphenols and the antioxidants in the olive oil. So it matters that it's pure and that it's true. And one of my favorite makers is California Olive Ranch, and they've got that seal on there, and just, it makes it easy so you don't have to think about whether it's real or not. And then wine, you get to have a glass of wine a day, but I will caution that this is a 2 5-ounce glass, and actually doing more than that can have more detriment than not. So it's really about that moderate one glass a day with a meal, hopefully, and that fits into the Mediterranean lifestyle as well. And those are kind of the 2 dailies. I mean, you've got whole grains 3 times a day, vegetables once a day.
Are you concerned with the whole grains, whether they're gluten-free or not?
I'm only concerned about gluten-free if my patient has a gluten sensitivity. Okay. Most people do not have a gluten sensitivity. For those that do, there are plenty of whole grains that are gluten-free. But for everyone else, I think that I don't want to limit them. And so the more options I can give them, the easier it's going to be for them to eat these whole grains. And for me, it's more important that they eat whole grains at all than if it's gluten-free or not, with the exception of those that, of course, have to avoid gluten. Mm-hmm. So that's for whole grains. And then leafy green vegetables on top of vegetables, regardless, every single day. But on top of that, leafy green vegetables 6 days a week.
Fresh?
Kale. Yes.
Okay.
What's that?
I say fresh or cooked?
Fresh, cooked, frozen, canned, they all work. I have a bias towards fresh. I live in California. I have a lot of options, but not everyone does. And we don't have all the options all year round. So any of those are fine. But fresh or cooked are great. And in fact, there are some nutrients that come out with some light cooking. As well, and so either of those is fine. So mixing that up is great. Nuts 5 times a week, a really easy way to do that is just if you have a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job, then having a daily snack, having, single serving snack nuts in your desk drawer is a great way to do that. So just a daily snack during the work
week. Does it matter, raw or roasted, does it matter?
So I'm a little bit of a stickler around raw. Truly raw means, it came right off the tree and into your mouth.
Okay.
But all nuts in the U.S. are pasteurized, and that's for safety reasons. So there are nuts that are marketed as raw, but they are, in fact, at least pasteurized. So it doesn't matter as much. It doesn't affect the nutrient profile when they are simply roasted. There's not too much of a difference. So, again, I want to give people as many options as they can, so they shouldn't worry too much about that.
Okay.
If they can choose a no-salt or lightly salted version, that would be great. But, again, just getting that into the diet is more important to me.
Okay. In a regular day, can you just tell me how many recommended servings of each of these food groups there would be?
Yes. So whole grains 3 times a day, vegetables 1 a day. Leafy green vegetables 6 times a week, nuts 5 times a week, beans 3 to 4 times a week or about every other day, berries 2 times a week. I'd either do fresh berries a couple of days in a row, maybe separated by a day because they're perishable, or frozen berries whenever you want. Poultry 2 times a week. An easy way to do that is dinner one night and then taking leftovers for lunch, and then you've got your 2 times a week. Fish 1 a week, and then we talked about the olive oil and wine, which is every day.
Well, that sounds great. Where does coconut oil fit into any of this mind diet?
I'm sorry, could you...
Coconut oil? We've heard so much about coconut oil for brains. Do you have it anywhere in your diet?
So coconut oil is actually not recommended. It is higher in saturated fat. I am aware of some of the research out there about the medium chain fats in coconut oil. It's really based on anecdotal evidence, and the data that I'm relying on, it is tested on so many more thousands of people. So I would say that saturated fat is something that you want to minimize when it comes to brain health. When it comes to overall health and heart health, saturated fat is more of a neutral fat. But it's, no matter what, always going to be better to choose an unsaturated fat over a saturated fat. The only time it becomes neutral is maybe if you're comparing it to like a white bread or a cracker that's just refined grains.
Okay. You recommend a lot of meal planning in your book. What tips do you have to make this task seem less daunting?
Sure. I would say first focus on the foods that you need to eat every day. So those, I'm thinking whole grains and vegetables every single day. To make it easier, I might use the same whole grains throughout the day. I might make a big batch of brown rice and use it all day long. Or, since oatmeal is so easy for breakfast, I might have that every single day for breakfast and just change the toppings. Or I might make, a batch of quinoa for dinner and then use it for lunch and then dinner the next night. And this just helps make it more efficient, so you're not constantly creating, 3 meals and 3 snacks every single day that are different. Leftovers are a great way to make meal stretch. And then I will say that there are worksheets and sample meal ideas and meal plans in my book for someone who just wants something really turnkey and easy just to get started. And then, of course, the best shortcut is to work with a coach. So finding a registered dietitian who has some culinary background in your area is probably hands down the best shortcut that there is.
Okay. So Maggie Moon, author of The Mind Diet, can you just tell us where people can get your book, how we can get onto your website?
Great. Yes. The book is available out now. It's available on Amazon. I also have a link to it on my new website, minddietmeals.com. And the book, you know, readers can expect approachable explanations of the science, seasonal guides to healthy foods to include tips to pick the healthiest versions of even those brain-harming foods so that moderation can be done at its best, menu planning help, and 75 recipes from myself, my registered dietitian colleagues, and certain healthy food organizations like the Whole Grains Council. So they can find all of that and more on my website at minddietmeals.com. And the last thing that I want to say is that we've learned so much about diet and brain health, but it's still early days, and that in the meantime, this diet is promising. And regardless of everything else, it's heart healthy and it's good for an overall healthy diet. And so this is something that anyone can get on board with.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? We've got to wrap up in just a minute here.
Thank you so much for having me. I just hope that this is helpful to your listeners, and that they've learned something new, and that they incorporate some of these brain healthy foods throughout the next week and beyond.
Thank you so much, Maggie Moon. Thank you for all the work that you're doing to keep our minds going.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to our guests, Johnny Bowden and Maggie Moon today, and to Alan Wishart and all the producers across the country who make this show available to you. Thanks for listening. Have a healthy and a happy week.